Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined once again by Katie. Wait, hello, Katie.
Hello.
A lot of drama here on Hometowns. Excuse you, what?
Yeah.
And we'll get to that because I don't think you can lead. I know it's supposed to be the whole, if it bleeds, it leads. But we're going to save Victoria F. for the end, just like they did on the show.
Because that deserves to be last.
Oh my God, there's so much to unpack there. So we'll get to that. But we'll start where the show started, which is in Knoxville, Tennessee. And Hannah Ann, not a whole lot here.
No, it was a little blah.
I guess makes sense because Hannah, as nice as she seems.
Perfect word.
Just not a ton to her, or at least that we've seen. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she's perfectly pleasant.
She looked extra young in this episode.
She really did.
Definitely looks like she's 12 years old.
Yeah, and as she's talking about Ranger Rick the Forester, she's trying to make sure that Peter can impress. She takes him to go axe throwing.
Yes.
And he's not particularly good.
No.
Which I don't think should really surprise any of us. I think it's interesting that Peter, as he's trying to impress her by throwing axes and showing how manly he is, he breaks out a list of reasons that, or things I love about you.
To reciprocate her list that she made the last date.
But is that the right time to be bringing out a list when she's trying to show her father how big and strong and manly he is? And I don't mean to lean into gender stereotypes because, oh my God, how did... I get it. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be able to be sensitive and that's fine. But while throwing axes to try to impress Ranger Rick.
Not the right timing.
Then he, even though he doesn't specifically say, oh, that he's falling in love with her at the time, the sisters are onto it. He's like, he's writing out all the things he loves about you. Doesn't that mean...
It was a long list.
It was a long list.
Too long.
I mean, God, Peter, we've seen the same season that you have. Like, I think maybe step it down a few notches.
I always wonder what order these hometowns are actually filmed. I know they place the orders based on travel or how much drama and what order we need to see them in, but I always wonder if exact order is in the case, especially this season. I feel like so much has happened on these hometown dates. It would be interesting to know when all this drama was broken up.
I don't know where she was in the pecking order of when they recorded this, but there was no way she wasn't going to be last because...
Yeah, can you imagine if they filmed Victoria F first, and then it literally went downhill from there in sense of drama and
really,
good
everything.
Content.
Yeah, I mean, because all of these, they really were like, okay, you're talking, you're around town, you're talking to the family, everything's great, you have a little chat, you go home, wrap it up. So then you get an hour through the show, and you're like, wow, we only have one hometown left. Mm-hmm. And that's obviously Victoria and then the rose ceremony.
It was literally an hour and, I think, 6 minutes of three full hometown dates. And then Victoria F. got the entire remainder of the episode, which she needed it, apparently.
Right. And, you know, so Hannah Ann's father pretty much sums it up. They put him on camera, and he's basically like, new and exciting, I guess. And the sisters are sort of trying to sell this, but the father... Even when Peter does say, oh, well, you know, I'm falling in love with your daughter, I haven't told her yet. Of course, I'm telling mom and dad before I tell her, which
obviously.
Obviously, great way
goes.
To go. First, I thought, oh, he got him because he's like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. But then quickly was like, yeah, don't tell my daughter that. Let's not go down that road.
Yeah.
Unless, of course.
Don't waste the words, I believe he said.
Unless, of course, you really mean it. That's basically his way of saying, I don't think you mean it. Yes. For all the selling they were trying to do on Dad, I don't think Dad was buying what they were selling. You know, Peter says, I could see myself getting down on a knee. Both of them are, I'm falling in love with you, / I love you, back and forth, kissing through the window, say it again, all good.
Mm-hmm.
As Hannah's burner account would say, oh my God, so genuine, Hannah, you did a great job.
So genuine.
Seems like a front runner here after Knoxville, Tennessee, unless there's something else.
No, there was nothing else.
I didn't think so. I imagine all of them other than Victoria would be like, anything to add?
Yep.
Probably not.
Covered it.
That's clearly how the show felt.
Kelsey, grapes, wine.
And we're moving
Done.
On. Well, and so the thing with Kelsey, so we're in Des Moines, Iowa. I don't know about you, but when I think of Des Moines, Iowa, I think of wine.
It's probably the last thing I would think of.
You know, and they're stomping on these grapes that look like they bought them at Stop and Shop. I don't know if anyone's seen wine grapes before.
We did not need, we also did not need that camera angle of the feet.
No,
the grapes.
And especially with, he didn't really pull
his
pants
up. It was
so
disgusting.
He's stepping in these and they're getting all over his pants, which I don't know whether he's, I don't know. It's just Peter being Peter, I guess. But he barely pulled his pants up, so he's getting it all over everything. I don't know if they were actually going to use what they're stepping in. That's why he didn't care, because they certainly did not look like wine grapes. I mean, I'm not an expert, but I've been in at a vineyard before, and they certainly don't look like that
normally. Yeah, no, you said it, they were Stop and Shop grapes.
Yeah, it was so bizarre. And I thought
maybe there was just literally nothing else they could think of doing on this date.
And listen, you can get wine a lot of different places. I mean, we're out in Connecticut, and there's plenty of Connecticut wine. Again, wouldn't be my first option, but it's not bad. There's just better out there. So maybe in Des Moines, it's the same thing. Like, maybe it isn't too bad.
Yeah.
I actually loved Caitlin Bristow had the best comment about that, of that they should have been making champagne.
Yes, that would have been great.
Why are they making red wine?
Tie it back to the champagne.
Right? I mean, if she's going to be the champagne girl for the rest of her life, she should at least be making champagne with the dude. I mean, that's just me.
Yeah.
The other big takeaway for me here was, how has Peter never had crab rangoon?
Yeah, that's a whole nother issue, I think.
I know we talk a lot about red flags for the women, or, you know, obviously in The Bachelorette of the men, like the contestants. But how is this not, you know, we've seen Peter have some big swings and misses this year. How is that not a huge red flag that he's never had crab rangoon?
Yeah, that was kind of crazy.
Like,
actual.
It's imitation crab with cream cheese that's fried. It's delicious.
How could that be missing from your life?
Right? And equally surprising, they talked about it on their first date. And again, as delicious as it is, how does that come up on your first date? Let's talk about crab rangoon.
Yeah, it must have been that kind of like, oh, what's your favorite food? Oh, crab rangoon. What's that?
You know what I can't get enough of? This faux Asian dish of crab rangoon. Because, you know, nothing says authentic.
I bet that's how it went.
Nothing says authentic Chinese food like imitation crab and cream cheese in a fried puff pastry. And don't get me wrong, it's delicious, but I just...
When you describe it like that, though, it's not,
no,
you're not really selling it.
I'm not. And so if you are like Peter and you've never had it before and you're thinking, oh, that sounds gross, it
you
totally works.
You should get it tonight. Yeah.
You totally should. It totally works. It's delicious. But I'm just... This boggles my mind, and I guess maybe it shouldn't, because it's the same people who were, you know, holding hands and being like, we overcame some stuff. If stuff is
so much
champagne.
We've overcome so much.
And I mean, I guess her arguing with other women, but like, eh.
It wasn't that, like, yeah.
They made it seem
you
like
weren't
it was this,
Alea.
This deep thing that they had to overcome.
Yeah.
And not so much to me.
Now, if Victoria said, we've overcome a lot, then that's a whole different story. But yeah, the champagne gate was like 6 episodes ago. It was... Her
and now she's best
Hannah
friends.
Ann,
she's
and now
best
they're
friends
best
with
friends.
Hannah.
They have heart-to-hearts every night. I don't really know what you overcame.
Right. And she says that she will accept a proposal, so she already knows that, unlike some of the women here. She's already, I will accept a proposal if he gets down on one knee. Spoiler alert, it won't come to that. And sort of foreshadowing, because that's, of course, what they do here, is I'm most worried about getting my heart broken. And, well,
yeah.
Whoops. Sorry.
The one thing that I was really surprised about this date was we didn't get any of her dad story. Like how it circled back to when we're at hometowns, don't bring up my dad and don't mention that I've kept in touch. And like that, I really thought that was a setup storyline that was going to go into hometowns.
Yeah. And
it just kind of fizzled out and disappeared. And now she's gone and... We're never going to know her mom's reaction.
Well, so that's the other thing. So she's going through this whole process, and in the back of her mind, she's thinking, oh, my God, at some point, I'm forced now to tell my mother about this because I went on national TV and told this dude that I've known for a week more about my relationship with my father than I have her.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like, never mind.
We don't need a follow-up.
We don't need a follow-up. And I know they were trying to speed through to get through the real drama, but
right.
I'm guessing that if it did come up, then it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
Or it just didn't come up at all.
But we still deserved closure on that.
Come on, ABC. You cheated us out of this Kelsey drama.
That's right.
And I mean, I think you kind of could tell, as bad as Victoria ended up being, it wasn't quite the same exit as you got with Hannah Ann. You know, it was still sort of the, oh, my heart is falling. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not even sure what I think I'm falling in love with you means, but my heart is falling.
Yeah. But I did see more of a connection with him and Kelsey than I did Hannah Ann. Like, Hannah Ann's was, the whole day was really, like, I didn't really see anything there.
Yeah, and like you said, she did come across super young.
Yeah, whereas, I don't know, like, how or why, but it was just, like, it was, like, a middle school date, like, the entire episode. But,
you know, middle school with axes.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kelsey definitely does come across more as the adult here, which is, by the way, words I never expected to be saying.
Seriously.
Kelsey with adult.
Yeah, and I said it last week, like, I think that they tried to make Kelsey out to be this, you know, villain slash crazy person. And then they were like, oh, she's, I don't know, if, oh, she's not that bad, but, oh, you know, there's more to her. She's actually going to make it pretty far in this. Let's scale back on this.
Yeah, and, you know, we get to leave Des Moines with our faux grape wine and go to Auburn, Alabama, where I actually, this is the date that I enjoyed the most. And I don't know that that's a low bar, but, you know, Madison, she knows where her strong suit is, and that's in basketball. And so she didn't dance around it or dribble around it. They went, thank you, here all week, went right to the arena, get the introduction from Charles Barkley, and one of the best, favorite parts of the entire season, Charles Barkley, one of the most famous players in modern era, as the thing, it comes up and he starts talking to them, she doesn't think he's going to know who Charles Barkley is. So she says, that's Charles Barkley.
Thanks, Madison.
But I mean, I think I respect her a little bit more for not just assuming that he's going to know and saying like, no, you know what? This is my domain.
I'm going to tell you.
I'm not so sure that you know who Chuck is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you.
Uncle Chuck.
Uncle Chuck. That's Charles Barkley. And then Bruce Pearl comes out and
talking up her dad.
Which is funny because he's like, he's my right-hand man. He's the director of operations, which is not exactly right-hand. You know, I don't want to get too inside basketball here, but there are like three coaches ahead of him on the staff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, college basketball, especially at that level, have all kinds of like seven or eight coaches. He's like not the lowest, but he's down there. So it was kind of funny for him to
But it's The Bachelor.
But it's The Bachelor. I understand that. And Bruce Pearl, just very quickly, one day, just if you don't know who he is, Google him and just dive in for a minute, because he's been all over college basketball. He got suspended for like 3 years where he couldn't, wasn't even allowed to coach.
Huh.
Yeah. He's always won where he's been, but he's sort of been involved in some squirrely stuff and nothing salacious. It's always just typical, like, oh, this recruiting violation and that recruiting violation.
Yeah.
But yeah, he couldn't coach for a few years before he ended up at Auburn. But as soon as, it's not like a lot of jobs where, oh my God, you're not allowed to do your job for X amount of years and then you're blackballed. Oh no, he got right back into it. But he's been involved in the mud like his entire career. So that's a good sidebar. Enjoy your Bruce Pearl reading. It's fun. But they do some dribbling and clearly not Peter's strength.
No. God, no.
And I'd be the same way. You know, I play a little basketball.
Those skills, they were pretty impressive. She was pretty impressive.
Like, really good.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that she was a big high school star. I don't know how much she played in college. But she, this was not a, I'm going to let you win. I mean, she destroyed him. And it was fun to see him basically on skates the whole time. Like, just her just literally dribbling circles around him.
Yeah, and I thought it was funny because when they were playing, like, obviously she won and whatever, but he wasn't that bad at shooting around. But if you remember to the whole, if you go back to the Victoria, remember the deleted scenes from the Chase Rice night when they were shooting around basketball and he didn't make one single shot and he was like, there was air balls everywhere and And so he wasn't too bad with Madison. Maybe it's the company that you're around.
Yeah, I'm curious how many takes it took, though, when he was...
To get that three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking they're like, okay, take 27. Let's go.
We're just hit it once. Come on.
I think we might just need to go to CGI, guys. I know it's more expensive, but I just don't think this is going to happen. And
yep.
It was fun to see her in her element. And even if we had to pay for that with a, you know, making out on the ground of center court, I think it was worth it because...
I enjoyed the date.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was a fun one.
And
there's actual sparks, and it's not just... No offense, Hannah Ann, but it's not a Hannah Ann date.
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, Hannah Ann, maybe not as much chemistry, and she came across a little younger. I thought as that's sort of been one of Madison's issues all year. You know, I know we've been dealing with a lot of really young women in this season, but this was sort of maybe because she was comfortable in her own skin there and surrounded by people she knew, but it definitely seemed the most natural that we've seen, not that we've seen a ton of her, because right. We get her in like little drips here, like, oh yeah, she's still here, he's into her, nothing's happening, so we're good.
Do you think in a way it was, I mean, we obviously don't know how the season ends, but like an audition type?
Yeah, I mean, hometowns generally are, at the very least, hey, can you carry a show on your own? Because the hometowns are supposed to be how you would plan things and how you would do it if the tables are turned. And I would say, at least a total package, I thought she did the best of all four. Yes. Obviously, before Victoria's all the drama happened, that date was pretty good too. But I would say if this was her audition, I thought that she did very well. You know, there had been some rumors going around that, oh, the producers are eyeing Kelsey. I think that would be a massive mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever. Rumors are rumors, and I'm hoping that it's just people trying to get clicks, because that would not make sense at any level.
Nope.
At least Madison held her own. Her family was happy to be involved and supportive. But I thought we got some interesting dynamics when they go to dinner at the house. And, you know, they have the special plate, which means that everyone goes around the table and they say something special about that person. And they're cheers, you know, doing a cheers with sweet tea, which is a little weird, but okay. But then you see how top to bottom, they are like all on message. Like faith, family, morals, purity.
Yep.
Like
all the right words.
And it was to hear the mother and the father talk about, basically dance around the word sex without saying the word sex.
At all.
And morals was the word they kept going to, making sure that, you know, are you compatible with the morals? Mm-hmm. And is he going to respect your morals? You know, foreshadowing clearly what's going to be the issue next week, because at this point, she's still not had that talk with him.
Right.
So as
it to be continued.
Yeah. And so as the viewer, we know, okay, not only is she a virgin, but this is not a Colton situation where just waiting for the right person, it's waiting for marriage with the right person.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that that's important information.
Yes.
To have, especially this far in. I'm not saying on night one you should open with, oh, by the way, I'm saving myself for marriage. Maybe not the best icebreaker.
No.
But 2 months in, when you're meeting the family.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I feel like it could have been, even if you waited until this week, like right before hometowns, like while you're in your hometown, I feel like that's the chance to, you know, get more into about yourself and, you know, your future and what you want, what you stand for. I think probably before the actual meet the parents in the hometown probably would have been the best time, if not earlier. But I think hometown, like that hometown date, it's literally all about you. So I think that's the time to really share, you know, big things like that.
Do you think it's unfair of her to have him make this choice down to the final three without having had that conversation?
Not necessarily. I think it's still okay now. If it was final two, and then all of a sudden this bomb was dropped, and it like that was something that really mattered to him. I think this was the week to do it, I think, and she didn't. But I mean, it looks like next week she's about to do it. But yeah, I think, I mean, if you were final two, that you waited too late, and you just.
It just, to me, and I'm not saying it's everything's about sex, because it's clearly not. But at the same time, I think that it's important enough, especially important enough to you, because this is a decision that not only have you made, but your family is aware of the decision you've made. So this is not just a personal decision you're keeping yourself. This is a personal decision that your entire family and now community is sharing in.
Yeah.
So I do think it's a little unfair to ask him to make, which is essentially the final cut,
mm-hmm.
without a very important thing to you, one of the more important things,
mm-hmm.
and then to maybe wait till right after that cut, and as he's leaving, be like, oh, by the way.
Hey, wait up.
This huge thing that is a major part of my life and you know, of my belief system, I'm going to tell you about this right before you leave, before we go to Australia for what is essentially the end.
Yeah. At least wait till you're there and get the trip in.
Right. No. And
but you know, no, I think it would have been fine to do it this week before the rose ceremony would have been, I think, more ideal. I don't think it's necessarily unfair. It's whatever. It's her choice.
Absolutely.
She can feel the situation out, but she should have done it before the rose ceremony.
Because she knows now that he's not going to change his mind and be that guy who's like, oh, the girl that I'm not going to be able to have sex with, never mind.
Right.
Kelsey, can you come back here? Like, we're going to switch spots.
Can you turn the car around?
She knows he's not going to be that guy.
Right.
So just to me, the not only waiting, but then waiting to like
that
literally
last.
Like the minute after it's like, hey, this is the final three.
Yeah.
It's, oh, by the way, Fantasy Suites is not going to be a thing with us.
Well, I kind of feel like it almost looked like she wanted to tell him kind of before the rose ceremony, and she either chickened out or she didn't find that right opportunity to go in, because you could definitely see it weighing on her during the rose ceremony.
Yeah.
But either before they met the parents, or even after, like when they have that, you know, minute or two before he gets in the car, would have been better times.
And I'm curious, this could go so many different ways next week, depending on how it's handled, not just in the hangar, but then in Australia, because the coming attractions are teasing that she's giving him an ultimatum a la Luke P of, hey, if you're intimate with anyone else here, I'm out.
Yeah.
Which
in the words of Victoria, is disgusting.
And we're going to tool on Victoria plenty in a minute, but I agree with her. Because as long as, and hopefully it's something we don't have to talk about next week, but it looks like we're going to, is as long as he's honoring your relationship and how you want to be respected one-on-one, I don't think, again, I'll go back to the fair word again, I don't think it's fair for you to then say, oh, by the way, you also have to respect my wishes with the other women. Like,
yeah.
You have to know where you are. Like, go back
that
to the...
You still signed up for it.
Yeah. Is this your first day? Like, do you not know how mm-hmm. this works? As long as he's respecting you one-on-one, I don't think you can then say, oh, yeah, don't... You can't do anything with anybody else, because that's my belief system.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we're going to have to talk about that next week, but...
Probably in some sense we're going
to. Yeah, it could go very right or very wrong, depending on... If how Luke P she is.
Yeah.
Which, ugh. Even just the fact that we have to talk about him again, but
yeah,
he
but
set
I don't
that
think,
low bar.
I don't think she's on the Luke P level. I mean, maybe to some extent she probably will be, but can't get that.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, on
can't
the way...
insult her like
that. I'm sorry.
The biggest insult.
Sorry, Maddie.
Bachelor Nation.
You know, on the way out, he's saying how he's falling head over heels, and she does not reciprocate, which I thought was very interesting. She did talk about sort of being uneasy the whole time because she didn't expect
reality.
Yeah, she didn't expect it to be that difficult, and then at the same time, she just wasn't sure, or at least as sure as he seemingly was, which I thought was very interesting.
So you get the typical, like, she's unsure, and then he's like, I love Madison. We're on the same page. This is going to be great. And then she's like, I don't know. I'm second-guessing everything. I don't know if I feel it right in my soul. Like, we're compatible. It's definitely a typical double standard in Bachelor world.
And that's the three, which leaves us to the final of the four. And like you said,
the 1 hour.
The 1 hour. And we will not spend an hour on it. But Victoria F., Virginia Beach.
All you could really do on this date was laugh. I literally laughed out loud watching it because I just couldn't believe that this was actually a real thing.
Excuse you, what?
The attitude was like, I would have been like, you're not even going to the rose ceremony. Like, this is it.
Yeah, like, bye. This was a fun trip. Glad I got to meet your dog.
And not your family.
And not your family. Peace. Goodbye. I'm going to the fantasy suites with people that aren't named Victoria.
Yeah.
So,
but obviously you knew it was going to be, like, ridiculous when she was like, hopefully today's the smooth sailing.
And it looked like it might be because, you know,
it was definitely off to a good start.
They take old time photos, which is totally not something I would expect Victoria to do because it's just so, like, I don't want to say normal, but like low key.
Common folk-ish.
Yeah, right? And
old time pictures, ice cream, like walking around like a boardwalk.
With her dog. And then they.
It's definitely an everyday. What an everyday life with them would be.
Yeah, and then she surprises him with a performance by Hunter Hayes, which is the biggest star we've had this season, mm-hmm. and one of the biggest Bachelor performances we've had in a while on either show. And he's a huge fan. It was a well-known song, but for him to clearly know the words and, you know, leads into the great, like, I want crazy, and she's like, you sure? And
again, another red flag.
Foreshadowing. But everything's going great.
They need to stop having private concerts because these just stem very bad things.
You know, and Peter's headed out with his producer, who, again, another rumor that that's how it's going to end. That just canceled the show if he ends up with the producer.
Yeah.
But, you know, waving, okay, guys, see you later. Hey, Peter!
What?
Hey, Peter man!
And it's his ex-girlfriend, but not like Chase Rice ex, you know, like years ago.
2012.
Which, I mean, what was he, like eight? I don't, like, this is crazy. But I guess when she had lived in L.A. and now moved back to Virginia Beach. Has the blurry face, which we'll get to in a minute, because Marissa is her name, and Marissa's a whole other can of worms.
Mm-hmm.
But we gotta deal with Victoria first. And she says, oh my God, I just don't think this is the right relationship for you.
Yeah.
And why is that? Because
she ruins relationships.
And knowing you, I know it's not the right relationship.
But not seeing you for 8 years and I don't really know who you are anymore. And I'm just glad you remembered who I was.
And obviously, Peter went from this is the greatest day ever, oh my God, to what the hell just happened.
But if you notice, like, he wasn't like, wait, what? Like, he was not surprised.
Point.
Like, he was just like, oh, she did? Oh, okay, yeah, I'll talk to her about it.
Yeah, that's a great point. I didn't even think about that.
He was not, like, if that had happened, like, with Madison or something, he would probably be like, wait, who's this girl? Like, tell me everything. He didn't even ask details. He's just like, oh, all right, I'll be careful. I'll bring it up. Bye, great scene.
That's a great point. And maybe it's because, again, us as the viewer that has more information than him already, there's been so much stuff with Victoria that's just like, okay, yeah, you can put it in the pile over there with the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, yeah, he definitely was not like, what?
Yeah, like, oh, wait, I need a moment to process this information. Like, he was just like, oh, thanks for the warning.
Good. Nice to see you. Hugs her.
Yeah.
Runs off in his SUV with his producer and be like, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And then he heads off to dinner with Victoria's family, or so it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And now if you're Peter, do you wait until after dinner to have this conversation? And you, not obviously we all know that he didn't, but do you wait until after or do you handle it right away?
I myself probably would have waited till after, but I'm kind of glad that he didn't, because we didn't have to sit through.
I would have waited too, to, you know, the have the stoop talk, but on the way out, not on the way in.
Yes.
Because literally the point of hometowns is to meet the family.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe put that in your back pocket for now.
Yeah.
About, you know, her.
Bring it up when you need
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Her, like, banging married dudes and be like, we'll talk about that after, but let's go meet Nana and get the Nana kisses yeah. and do all that first.
Mm-hmm.
He decides that's not a great idea.
He's going to do it now.
And, you know, throws mom's flowers down on the grass. And I thought presented it pretty level-headed. Just, hey, talk to someone.
Remember that time you had an ex at a concert? Well, I had one today.
Again, I thought that was an okay way to get into it.
Which, this is a complete, like, small world story. Like, this wasn't... I actually read an article on this whole thing, but this wasn't set up, like, way in advance. Like,
right.
It ended up happening, it seemed like, the day before, or a couple days before, and Marissa was actually turned down by producers at first because they didn't think it was a big enough, not a big enough
we
situation.
We haven't properly vetted it.
Exactly.
Because that's ever stopped them before.
Yeah. Since when do you need to fully vet a situation? But so this was definitely like a last minute, like, oh, score, we're going to add this drama into the hometown date. But yeah, it definitely wasn't something planned like a Chase Rice situation.
Exactly. And, you know, and it's so sub note to this Chase Rice thing that he was booked before knowing, like, they didn't necessarily know all of the connections there.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as he was booked and they found out, there was no way it wasn't going to be Victoria's yeah. date. But he was booked allegedly per the producers independently of knowing that it was going to be a date with someone that dated him.
Mm-hmm.
But once they knew that, it was not going to be anyone yeah. else. So it was
no
sort
question.
Of. Yeah. And so in this case, with Marissa, it was, we're not so sure. But then, hey, because you're not getting into that close to him as he's leaving without help from the producer. So at that point, he's like, how about just for a minute? And they're like, yeah, sure. And apparently they talked for, yeah, like 7 to 10 minutes. And mm-hmm. I'm still not sure about the blurred out face.
Okay, I would have understood the blurred out face if we never found out who this girl was. But now she's all over Instagram. She's a public figure on Instagram. She has thousands of followers. She does Instagram modeling. Like, why wouldn't you start your Instagram campaign off of this episode? Like, why hide your face when now your face is everywhere on Bachelor Nation?
And she claims
social.
To have signed a release. Now, whether
right.
that means about her face or how, what that included, maybe they thought legally it only included, like, being background for the concert and not the private conversation. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
that's true. That could have been it, maybe.
But the fact that as soon as she appears on TV, an interview with Us Weekly gets posted.
Exactly.
With Instagram photos and her full, like, telling of things. Come on.
Yeah. Talk about all about a fight after that they allegedly had in a bar between Victoria and Marissa.
Yeah, she threatened to slash her tires,
yeah.
Victoria to her. I mean, this is not some, like...
Yeah, I was surprised that it must have been some sort of legal or contract thing, because there's no way she would have wanted her face blurred out when she... Because you just look at her Instagram and it's straight model, Instagram model, like waiting for endorsements.
Yeah. I mean, she hosted a watch party last night. She's calling herself hashtag Truth Shark. She, yeah. You know, last night when I looked her up right away, she had about 7,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Right now at, you know, a little after 4 o'clock Eastern on Tuesday, she's got over 12,000.
Yeah.
And so that number has been rising.
And it was 11,000 maybe an hour ago.
Yeah. And so that number has been rising pretty steadily. So before we really dive into Victoria then, since we're talking about our friend Marissa here, I was actually told by someone, again, because this is a small friggin' world, that new Victoria, they were specifically said, and this is all hearsay, so whatever, that she had slept with multiple married men. And they said married, not mm-hmm. relationships. They said married. And I didn't mention it here because who the hell am I to, you know, take hearsay?
We don't know her.
But now that it's literally on national television, so...
It all makes sense.
It all makes sense. And that same person has been alluding to the fact that not saying anything Marissa said was inaccurate... But and it makes sense now with everything you're saying about how she's a public figure and she's clearly ready for fad fit fun. Is that
hashtag ad.
She's making her play, despite not being in Bachelor Nation, to be the next Bachelorette.
Who?
Marissa. Thus the Truth Shark, thus the hosting party, thus the Us Weekly interview that hits exactly as she appears on television.
Yeah.
And with these women not being exactly the most interesting crop,
mm-hmm.
that she sees a bit of an opening. And that's not to say that she's not telling the truth about Victoria, but that maybe she is seeing an opportunity to take advantage to the fullest extent.
I can see that. And I can 100%. I would be shocked if she and Victoria were not in paradise together.
Oh, that's a good one,
like, too. Like, that's... I think it's... I would go more of the route of paradise with both of them together. Than the root of Bachelorette, because you really need someone that Bachelor Nation knows.
I agree.
For Bachelorette, like,
or a true celebrity,
right? Like, you know, you only know of this girl from this one episode, and I think you need someone, hopefully not from this season, because it's going to be real tough.
But if it is someone we know,
an alum. From a past season or something, but she's definitely going to paradise with Victoria F, and they're going to battle it out on the beach with tequila.
There's clearly more with Marissa, but back to Victoria, because that's the whole reason we even are talking about Marissa. She immediately, as she tends to, just flips the switch and is
lashing out.
I'm sorry, this is disgusting. I have never broken up relationships. And again, maybe
who,
I...
Who did she say?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Let me tell you the names of the relationships she broke up.
On national TV.
Right? But maybe it was just me. I totally thought she was drunk. She seemed to be slurring her words. She wasn't just using baby voice. She was...
I think she was a little nervous about the family. She had a few drinks at the hotel before coming. But... I agree. She's like, you're supposed to meet my family tonight. How dare you do this right now?
You never,
excuse me?
Yeah, you never fight for anything. I disagree. I disagree.
He's like, you disagree.
I disagree. And she said, I disagree roughly 6 or 7 times, and then got up again and walked away, except
crying.
This time cursing off the camera, you know, get out of my face, because we haven't had enough of those this year.
We haven't, yeah.
So it's good that we got that out of the way.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
Check that bingo box. But then, of course, as he does...
But she just, like, walked into a car. You didn't even go into, some sort of, like, parking lot or, like, backyard or something. Like, you went in between two parked cars. Yeah, I agree. Maybe she was drunk.
Totally. And which is fine.
Honestly, I hope she was, because if this was a real, if this was your real attitude.
And so.
God bless you.
Seriously. And so Peter, as he tends to, goes after her, and there's this, he's sort of.
Don't forget that I have nothing to say to you right now.
Right. And why are you so willing to stay? Which is, by the way, what all of us are asking. Like, how are you not already on the way to L.A.?
Please, Peter, answer the question.
Yeah, seriously. He never did, by the way. He sort of danced around it. Like, why are you not all flying yourself back to L.A. at this point? How are you still in Virginia Beach? And especially since he's clearly at this point already decided, okay, well, we're not meeting the family.
Yeah.
So, it just...
I'm so done. I hate this.
Yeah. It's like, well, then why are we even doing this? We just shouldn't even do this then.
And he's like, okay, like, yeah, why are we still doing this?
And but then, she gave him 12 outs to just get up and leave. Yeah. And then finally she got up and left.
Yeah.
And it was so weird because he consoles her, I guess. They hug. And he's like, okay, I'm going to go.
No, not only that, but he apologizes to her.
Total gaslighting by her, by the way. And clearly, this is not
maybe
her first
the timing,
time.
Like, whatever, that's questionable, but...
Yeah, he did nothing wrong here. It's a great point. We can say maybe the timing before or after, but I still don't think that's worth apologizing when she...
It's not.
...literally just mocked you and ran away about, you know, excuse you what?
Yeah.
Huh? Excuse me?
The title of this episode.
Yeah. Like, so many times where he would totally be justified to say, it's been nice to know you, even if I don't totally believe that.
Yeah.
This is not worth a trip to the fantasy suites. Goodbye.
Well, then it kind of, like, after he quote-unquote apologized, which he didn't have to.
Nope.
He shouldn't have. But then they were like, all right, well, like, how do we move forward? And she's like, I was going to tell you I was falling in love with you tonight. And he's like, all right, well, how do we get past this? And then they still went at it. And they were like, well, you took Marissa's side. And he was like, well, you're giving up on us. And it was like, what is happening right now? And then she was like, this was my favorite. She was like, "What? How would you feel if this happened? And he goes, well, I'd wait until the conversation was ended first before I had all my facts. And that was like such a... like a dig towards her from Peter that he didn't expect it to be, but it totally was.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'd like to say that he planned that out, but I don't.
And then it got super somber, and he's like, "You deserve to be loved." And I was like, "So, is she gone? Like, are you?" And then he was like, "I can't make a decision right now."
Yeah, it definitely sounded a lot like, "Okay, I'm leaving," and.
You deserve to be loved is like the complete line to be like, all right,
we're done.
We're done. Yeah.
And instead, she shows up at his hotel the next morning. And by the way, my boy's on the fourth floor. Can we please move him up to like a suite?
Wait, before
in the
we
penthouse?
Get to that, her family comes out and they all have a moment on the street where they all like hug each other and console each other. You always have us.
You always have us, Tori.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. She's a Tory?
Yeah.
This makes so much more sense. Victoria, it wasn't connecting. But Tory, yes.
But then
this is totally a Tory situation.
It is a Tory situation. But then his family's like, oh, where is he? And then she goes, oh, he left. Like, putting the blame that this whole fight was his idea. And like, how dare he leave you at your hometown, at your parents' house? Like, that's such a bad situation, and I can't believe he did that. He's the worst person, but if you just want to rewind the tape...
Yeah. There's going to be an awkward watch party.
I think Tori is more at fault here, so don't be putting the blame on Peter.
Yeah, they're definitely going to be watching it back. I'm sure they were watching it back last night and be like, excuse you, what? This is not on him?
Best
you
line.
Did this to poor Pilot Pete?
All this time,
Peter
we
Weber?
Thought it was his fault leaving us and throwing the flowers in the
I
the
wrote
lawn.
A strongly worded letter to Delta, and this is not his fault.
She shows up at the hotel.
And nothing gets accomplished, you know, well, I'm not ready to make a decision now. Okay. And the best thing, she's walking out and the door shuts right as she starts to look back.
I'm like, I noticed that and I was like, oh, that's going to make her extra upset. And then like, cue to her crying down the hall.
That's an A+.
And I'm glad you noticed that too.
Oh, it was incredible. And she, you know, breaks down in the hallway, blah, blah, blah. And that's where I saw they were only on the fourth floor. Like, dude's a star of your franchise. Can you put him on a suite in like the 15th or 20th floor or something? Right? Like, get him a view of Virginia Beach, whatever beach he's near.
Whatever view.
The Virginia one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But before she walks out, she gives the little picture, old time picture, and be like, here, keep this.
Yeah, I totally wanted to see him just be like,
throw it out the fourth floor window.
Yeah. See if it survives the. And it's already down. Okay.
Oh, it came back up.
Yeah, that's great. But then for some reason, we end up back in LA and not at the mansion. But of course, I don't know if you've heard.
Is Pete a pilot?
Peter is a pilot.
He likes planes.
This is incredible news. So they have to have it at an airport in a hangar. I don't quite understand why we couldn't either stay somewhere in the middle of the country so we didn't make these girls, especially Kelsey. Oh, my God. It's so terrible. Like, hey, by the way.
You have to fly all the way
to LA.
Des Moines
to LA, because I'm sure there are plenty of direct flights from Des Moines to LA.
Poor girl.
And they just, but whatever. So they end up in a hangar, and Hannah Ann, then Madison, and then at that point you're thinking, oh, well, of course he's going to take Kelsey over Victoria, because how could you possibly pick
Victoria?
That would
be the sane choice.
Right? And which is, again, crazy to be saying after what we saw from Kelsey early on, but of course he doesn't. And
plot twist.
Dun, dun, dun. I mean, everybody then was asking, us included here, what are you doing? Why are you keeping her? I mean, I think at this point it's pretty clear why he's keeping her, because even when he gave her the rose, she did her face like, eh, okay,
yeah,
sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we all know why she's still around. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah,
come on, he's made up
and
his mind.
And besides that, but he, I feel like the last few episodes would be no drama.
I think he probably also feels a little pot committed. Like, we've hashed so much of this out, even though it's totally used, like there didn't need to be that kind of drama, but we've gone through this, that we need to go that extra step.
Right, but it's every single time.
Oh, totally.
You have to yell and cry.
And that's
if it's
why
it's not a relationship.
You know, and that's why I keep going back to, well, he had made up his mind however many episodes ago, like, no, I'm taking this girl to the fantasy suites. Like, yeah, this is happening.
Yeah.
And I don't
after all this.
Yeah. Like, I don't care what she says or what happens, like, we're going there.
Yeah.
Like, she could start insulting my family. I don't care. It's like, la, 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 la. I can't hear you. Here's your hotel key. La, 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 yeah, la, la, la. Like, this is happening.
Can we just not talk until next week? Thanks.
If it's okay with you, I'm just giving you the card from Chris Harrison that says if you forgo
we're not
your
having
room,
a date.
Nothing. We're just deciding to forgo our individual rooms and go to the fantasy suite.
God.
And equally odd that, along with him picking Victoria over Kelsey. Kelsey, I didn't think was that upset.
I thought she was going to be a wreck.
Right? I mean, we saw what happened to her over a bottle of champagne. And
she was more upset about the bottle of champagne than this whole relationship ending.
Like, she, you know, and again, her and Hannah, like, this deep embrace.
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
confused about that.
I think maybe it might have been more of a shock thing, like she didn't fully process it, and I think we're going to see a lot more emotions at the women tell all.
Oh yeah,
but still, I think she definitely thought she was safe.
Yeah, and I mean, at that point, you're also going to have, you know, however many months of like your hype people, like your best friends talking you up, like, oh no, those girls did you wrong, yeah, and he doesn't know what he's doing, and all this. So then you get time to think about all the things you're going to cry over and the thing. But it was just so bizarre that it was more sort of like, okay. And, you know, obviously she cried a little bit on the way out, but not nearly like the champagne gate. Like,
yeah.
Where you would thought somebody, like, cut her leg off.
Yeah.
She was just like...
Full on mascara. Like.
Okay. Great. Enjoy the trip.
Yeah.
Back to Des Moines. It's been...
See you at the Women's Hall.
It's been good to see you. This is super weird.
I think he was expecting it, too. I think he was expecting her to be...
He was bracing for impact.
A lot worse off. Then it happened.
You know, and he, you know, they do the cheers, and they're like, we're going to finally, actually going around the world. We're going to Australia, and woo, this is great. Walking off, and that's...
Cue Madison. Stage left.
Yeah. Peter, can I talk to you for a minute? Okay.
He does the slow turnaround.
And we assume it's going to be telling him about her morals.
Yeah.
Purity, whatever you want.
She doesn't know, Peter doesn't know how much I'm struggling with this.
Which is true.
She's not willing to compromise who she is for this experience, for this journey.
Which I 1,000% agree with.
Me too. And you shouldn't.
You shouldn't. And I'll go back to it. We'll see it next week. But that doesn't mean other people should have to compromise their values and what they mm-hmm. see as how they want to handle this situation because of your values.
Yes.
And so I'm very curious to see how that plays out, because that's not fair to anybody else more than anybody, Peter,
mm-hmm.
to say, oh, just because this is how I feel, this is how you need to handle it. So
yeah,
if that is her deal breaker, then fine. Then you need to leave.
Yeah. And I feel like in general, like usually most of the drama ends when you get to the final two, three, mm-hmm. like because you're so secluded in your own relationship with the bachelor or bachelorette that if there is drama, it's only between, you know, you and him or you and her or whatever. But it looks like Victoria F's just getting started.
Well, and part of it is because the three of them are going to live together during these overnight dates.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember them doing that.
Mm-mm.
Like, this has always been... And by the way, so this is a couple things. I never recall someone going on a hometown and not meeting the family.
Yeah,
that's
I don't
one.
Either.
And then I don't ever remember them, guys or girls, living together during the overnight dates, which is like almost like sister wives-ish. This is
yeah.
weird.
Yeah.
And I imagine they thought, oh, this is going to lead to a lot of drama. So let's...
Well, it looks like it is.
Yeah, so, it looks like they're going to be successful. But Kelsey now not only gets to be the champagne person, but now she gets to be the person that gets sent home over the person that didn't even meet their family on the hometown date. Like,
mm-hmm.
girl is going to have a tough trip between now
and
Women
Paradise.
Tell All and then Paradise. Like, even when she's in Paradise, I'm like, oh, that's the champagne girl. Oh, you mean when Victoria got the rose over her for not, even though he never met her family? Yeah.
Oh, you're that girl.
Yeah. Oh, sweetie baby, honey. That's so sad. Yeah.
And then Peter's clearly just not into blondes. So
yeah.
All the blondes are gone.
Oh, man after my own heart. We also have something to look forward to after the finale of The Bachelor. And I don't know if you saw, the official promo is out.
April 13th.
Listen to Your Heart, a 6-week run of musicians living together, writing songs together, chasing down that dream.
Yep.
Hearts Will Be Broken, looking for that ultimate duet. But are they going
to
be
Bachelor Presents
solo
Listen to Your Heart.
Artists? Bah, bah.
What they should have done is you've never seen Bachelor Pad when it was on.
I did not.
Before
I came
the
in
Paradise
after that.
Days, but. What they should have done was you compete as a musician, and then if you make it to the end, you have to choose your love interest or a record deal. Which one do you choose?
You know that's going to be
because Bachelor Pad, there was money involved. So you picked, like, you could either split it with the final or, you know, or just choose to take it to yourself, but you had to secretly have the same answer in order for it to, so they do like 1, 2, 3, show your answer.
Totally going to be a date.
Yeah.
Where they, maybe it's not a record deal, but maybe it's, you know.
Or a performance.
A performance. It's going to be studio time with like Ryan Tedder
yeah.
or a co-write with Luke Bryan. Like it's going to be some
yeah.
like huge thing.
That's what it
or you
be.
Could stay with this and it's going to be at the end of the
or
date.
Or explore your.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. God, guys, we love doing this.
I'm in
this,
the wrong end.
But
of
I
the...
think we're going to work for them because that's incredible.
Yeah.
So we'll see next week. I do have a couple quick hits. Jubilee was arrested for DUI.
Yeah.
In West
I love
Palm
Jubilee.
Beach. I know. She was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
She, for a while, was a favorite even to be the Bachelorette because
yeah,
she was
her.
This, you know, this strong, independent woman who didn't mind, you know, once
veteran.
She was given the yeah, she was a veteran. Once she actually got time on the show, she really started to show her personality.
Had that insane family story.
just incredible.
She was a favorite.
Yeah. So that was a bummer. And you have a fun Kaylin Dean thing that I had no idea about until you mentioned it just before we started.
So there's a theory going on that Kaylin and Dean are already married. There were a few fans commenting on pictures like, oh, he just needs to propose. And she commented back, oh, he already did. And then there's another picture that said, you guys need to get married. And she comments back, we already did. And then there's a picture of them two with two other friends. And he has a wedding band on his finger.
Ooh.
So it must have been a pretty secret proposal / wedding all at once.
I just have a hard time believing
maybe
that they would get married without it being all over something that's paying them. Well, even if it's just Instagram selling stories. Like,
yeah.
I just, both of them seem like,
or maybe they're not, and this is just a huge publicity thing.
We're talking about it, and we're not the only ones, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, Hannah B., who may or may not be with Peter, may or may not be the next Bachelorette, she's been trying to get on this celebrity / like rich dating app, Raya.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've heard celebrities talking about this for years. And apparently she's on a waiting list and has been for months. And
which,
yeah, I mean,
it doesn't make sense
at all. And, you know, I heard Charlize talk about how she was on it and she kept seeing all these like writer directors. And I'm using quotes that you can't see because they're not actually famous people.
Mm-hmm.
And she was wondering, like, how did they get on here? I'm wondering, how is Hannah not? So she went on her Instagram stories and was like, guys, I was the star. I was on The Bachelor, a star of The Bachelorette, won Dancing with the Stars. Like, mm-hmm. Can I get on it?
Had cameos on The Bachelor again.
I mean, come on. And so instead she said, well, Christian Mingle, here I come.
Mm-hmm.
Like, guys, can we get our girl Hannah a
profile,
please?
She also did Becca Tilly's podcast and did not rule out being the Bachelorette again if she were to be asked.
I mean, let's
run
it back.
It wasn't a yes, but it wasn't a no.
Which is the most important part, because
yes.
Even a no, I still wouldn't count her out.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that she's leaving the door open to me is a yes.
Yeah.
And run it back. I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm.
Sign me up a million times out of a million, especially with this crop.
Yeah.
Of, ugh.
Corinne and her boyfriend moved in together.
Stop it. Did the nanny go?
That was my question. It did not say in the article.
Is he just a normal dude?
Real estate mogul type guy. So their new house looks pretty
sweet. I need to know if the nanny's
there. We'll post
that.
Chris Bukowski went on a Valentine's Day dinner with Katrina from Peter's season.
Interesting.
The hairless cat girl.
Yeah.
That was her opening line.
Wow, that's a busy week.
Lots happening in Bachelor Nation.
See, it's not all Victoria. There's plenty of other stuff going
on.
Thankfully. But I have a feeling we're going to hear plenty from her next week. We're going to Australia, fantasy suites, maybe ultimatums. Maybe we find out more about who might be the next Bachelorette.
And lots of tears.
Lots of tears, because I cry a lot. So that's coming next week, and we will see you then.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.